Ellis told Newsweek that after DNA testing in the late 1990s confirmed that Hemings' children had been fathered by Jefferson, there had been calls for the Jefferson Memorial to be torn down. Nothing ever came of it, he said. He believes a compromise could be to change plaques at monuments like the Jefferson Memorial to better reflect the truth of the Founding Father's life, but notes that it may not be enough when it comes to Confederate monuments. There are some southern states that are trying to retain the monuments, but with new signage and descriptive language about them that allows them to remain as monuments to a misguided policy like the Civil War. I sort of support that. We're remembering, but we're not memorializing, he said. But in a moment like that, that argument won't seem credible. People are angry, and understandably so. If you do that, there won't be anybody left. In Ron Chernow's definitive biography, Washington, A Life, the author outlines Washington's growing unease with slavery while still profiting from it. Washington seldom uttered the word slavery as if it grated on his conscience. Chernow writes, preferring instead to use euphemisms for the men, women, and children he owned, such as servants, my people, and my family. Like Jefferson, Washington owned hundreds of slaves, but he was the only slave-owning founding father to liberate his slaves when he died. His opposition to slavery, however, took the form of a gradual awakening over many decades, Chernow wrote. Washington spoke about slaves just as he would any other property, Chernow wrote, and frequently wrote in his diary of being at home all day alone, despite being surrounded by slaves.